There's a little bit of gop in there.
I know. Mine, I was looking at gop. Floaters in.
It's all right.
You know what, baby?
It's all right, because the last thing in there was truly, so it's a it's gop a truly. It's fine.
Zany Heath drinks unfiltered. We drink it all.
Doing these little intros before our intro is like David Dobrik with his outros. Because remember when he used to, remember like his old YouTube videos, he had like, he stressed out so much with those outros.
Just
with
trying
Liza.
To get it right. We got to like, we got to start strong. People got to be, you know, and then hooked in the first 10 seconds.
Exactly. And then he started cutting
it. And I don't think we've done that. Anyways, all right, guys, let's get right into it. And baby,
it's Gummy Time, baby.
Shut you fucking up. I want a bitch that ain't got no ass, but it's still jiggle.
Don't call me a bitch.
I said I wanted.
Nothing okay, to see here.
Good.
We don't address James.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we have our lovely co-hosts, Kenny and Mariah.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, not that it... I shouldn't have said more importantly.
Now, the guest that we have is just more important than these
two. As Zane's introduced him. Anyway, James is here.
You know, Kenny Mariah. We have our second guest of the season.
We have the queen of beauty, James Charles.
Hi, sisters. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
Not me being in Zane's camera angle. Can you see the cameras from the other angles?
What cameras, James?
James, they're floating.
You're on a hidden camera show. There's cameras here. Thank you. Yeah, again, for coming. We really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for
this
having
is so
me.
Awesome.
I'm super
really
excited.
I feel like you're always busy, so I get scared whenever like to ask you to do something.
I am. Well, I mean, I definitely am busy a lot, but I am a huge believer in making time for friends and people that you care about. So.
Whoa. Aww. Are we part of the friends or people you care about?
Both.
Okay.
Zane is a dear friend. I've known Zane for a long time now. He's been always super supportive. Heath, I love you the most. Mariah, I think you're incredible.
Thank you.
Wait.
Kenny met you 5 minutes ago.
Wait a second. You said he loved him the most, but you said I was a dear friend. So what is it? Because you love
Zane, let's not play favorites.
Okay.
He made his mind up.
All right.
We're going to leave it at that.
Well, we'll squash it.
Let's actually talk about how we met each other.
Okay.
I was really excited about it because... when I met you, it was first on the video that we did, the Vlog Squad Makeup Challenge.
Yes, the makeup relay race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun. And that was my first time meeting you. I don't know if Zane... No, you met him before that, right?
Yeah, I actually don't remember the first time I met you. I
don't think that I do either.
Was it the video that I asked you to do with me for my channel in your house?
When I turned you into your real life face too.
Yeah.
Was that before the... relay race video?
That yes. was, yeah, it was. Because yeah. I, because
oh, then, wow. yes, I, oh. then, yes, it was. Because I was going to say, too, okay, so I want to give you props for a lot of different things. Hold on. So I remember when we first filmed that video together, you DM'd me about it. I think we were already following each other before then, because I've been a fan of David and the vlogs forever. So I knew all of you guys. But you came over, playing the video and stuff. It was so cute. And you were so nervous. Like, you were literally like
so
shaking in
of
my
course.
House. And I was like, what? Like, what is going on? Like, what is the problem? We were just really nervous to film, but I loved, I remember, and I will never forget this. You had a full list of questions that you wanted to ask me during the video.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing. Whenever I have guests, do collabs and stuff, I always work with my team and come up with really, really good questions beforehand because I feel like not a lot of people do that. And I love that you did the same thing.
Thank
and
you.
I was going to say that it came full circle because when you guys sent the questions over to my team for this podcast today, we were reading through them and I was like, wow, these questions are really good.
Yeah.
Like really, it was like really good conversation.
Thank you, Kenny.
Stay
tuned. Oh, okay. Well, props to Kenny then. I take it back.
It's okay. Zane can take this credit. He normally does.
I think it's
it was Matt that came up with his questions on Zane's video.
Matt, okay,
he's
Matt,
he's like, thank you. So I really put my heart and soul.
Oh my God.
I was going to say that, but like, I felt like it was unimportant. But yeah, Matt did help me with the questions.
Oh, well, then I take it back completely.
Me and Matt did it together. We did it together.
It.
We came up with
the Zane
questions.
Approved the
Jesus,
questions.
Right. Guys.
Wait, sorry. Wait. Was the video that we did with Matt, the escape room video, was that was after the Facetune video?
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
one.
That was after the Facetune video.
Was it also after Makeup Relay Race or before Makeup Relay
that
Race?
That was after Makeup Relay Race. This is when we were just like, we were close. We're like, oh, we're friends. Let's ask James to like hang out and like do this escape
That
room.
Was one. That's to this day probably one of my favorite collabs that I ever filmed.
Really?
It was so fun.
Oh my God, you guys
so,
hear that?
So we did the Facetune, then Makeup Relay Race, then escape room.
Yeah.
Got it.
I wouldn't be nervous to like... you know, go to your house and hang out and meet you. Like, that's okay. Like, I'm fine with that. But I think it's just filming videos with other people that I don't know, especially you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're such a huge, like, business person, very tech, like, just business savvy person.
Oh,
where
thank you.
In my head was like, I'm going to go to his house and I feel like there's going to be 100 people there and they're going to be like, well, like where's your video? Where's your questions? Okay, well, James, ready for you right now. Go, go, right now. Everybody, set, go. Like, I just, in my head was a full production. I just really? Thought that, I mean, not literally, but I just felt like it was going to be very businessy. So, yeah. And I don't work well in that environment at all. It has to be very authentic and just very, like, chill. And when I got there and how, like, just the fact that you're even just, like, kind of just letting it flow, I was like, thank fucking God I can do this video.
Oh, and you're happy.
I don't think I could do a video like that again with anybody else. I felt like after that, I was just like, oh, that was good. I'm not going to try that again. But thank God that went well.
Oh, good.
And I won't do that again.
Okay.
I'll stick with me and my friends and like keep it.
Yeah, you don't do collabs very often with like outside of the
not
little
really.
Universe.
Gotta I feel like a lot of our friend group, we like to do collabs with people that are like specific for that collab rather than just like forcing a collab. So if we have an idea, we'll definitely like reach out and try to like get that right person to do it. It would just make sense.
Sometimes there's just like a concept with somebody that you're just like, oh, why are you there? Like
it just doesn't
vibe.
Fit. And this doesn't just fit. Kind of, like you're focusing on that the entire time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's prevented me from filming lately because I feel like if it's not like authentic or like good like that, or then I just shouldn't post a video at all. And that's why I haven't posted in so long.
I used to think that way, but then I upload 2 videos a week and that's 104 videos a year. Incredible. So it's like not everyone can be a banger.
Hold on, you post 2 videos a week? I thought it was 1.
No, Tuesday and Friday every
damn week. James
12 killing p.m. Pacific it. Standard Time, mama.
And I give you respect for that because it's like you're coming up with makeup related shit.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's
so fucking hard.
We could do whatever we want. Like literally the world's our oyster.
And
but
you
like,
don't.
Oh my God.
Got him.
That's a situation where like there's almost too many ideas. We're like, oh, what do I do? But like in makeup, at least it gives you some sort of direction of like how you can do it. But I also feel like my channel is not strictly makeup and it has not been for a very, very long time either. So
yeah, you've done like, I feel like cooking videos and like different
cooking videos,
like
gaming videos, a lot of different collaborations, like lifestyle videos, vlogs.
So. That's good.
I was going to ask like with the age that we're in now, I mean, how much of your content beforehand was collaborative? And then do you think that changed at all with just like the sort of like isolating times that we're in now?
No, it didn't really change at all.
Yeah.
I mean, when the pandemic first started, I was not doing as many collabs. And I definitely, my channel, I do a lot of collabs on my channel. Like that's, obviously being a makeup channel, there's only so many concepts you can do alone. So I really love doing collabs to interact with people, tell people stories. Like I said, we work really, really hard whenever we do a collab to come up with interesting questions so we can really pull like a personal side out of people that, you know, their fan bases or the media doesn't normally get to see, which is why I love doing them. So we definitely slowed it down a little bit in the beginning. But then honestly, as soon as everything was like safe, I was getting tested all the time and I knew that I was fine. We like slowly started to get back into it and we've resumed obviously keeping safe and making sure that everything is sanitized and good. Yeah. But my team, thank God, lives with me. So that made everything really easy. So our actual like production schedule didn't stop at all, which was gorgeous.
Zayn and I have been noticing the new collabs.
Mine?
With the TikTok crews and stuff like that. And Zayn was mentioning it the other day.
I feel like you started out as like a lone wolf. You're like, I feel like you were doing so many videos like by yourself and you were like, and I feel like it was just like, you know, you were, it was easy for you to do it because I could never do a video by myself. It's so hard to do a video by myself, but you did it for so long. And then you started like inviting people like us, you started like collaborating more. How, and so I know you've been collaborating with TikTokers a lot. How has that been for the past like few
months? It's been really fun. I mean, like you said, when I first started off in social media, I was definitely alone. I started doing collabs really early on. I mean, one of the first videos that I ever got to do was with Joey Graceffa, who was one of my biggest role models growing up.
Yeah.
He invited me to collab when I had like 50,000 subscribers, which was a massive, massive boost
that
to
is
my channel.
And
which
how
was
big
incredible.
Is his channel?
At the time, he had like 4 or 5 million.
Wow.
And now he's at almost maybe 10.
He's an OG.
He's an OG.
That's crazy.
It was so cool. And he was so sweet. And he really helped show me the ropes and stuff. When I first started on Instagram, I collabed with RCL Beauty. She gave me a ton of advice. She was like one of the OGs as well. Do you remember? She did like the Disney Princess
her.
Videos.
I've definitely seen her like channel.
She was the one who literally told me to like make my senior yearbook thing into a meme. Like she was one that was like, you should turn this into a meme and post it. It'll go viral. Right. And then it did. So like I definitely had a lot of... Some of the OGs, coincidentally, were very, very helpful to me early on, which was awesome. So I've always been a pretty collaborative person, but I feel like I definitely wanted to solidify myself because it was important to me. Like, of course, I love collabs because it's fun to work with people, but I also am my own person as well. And it was really important to me that, like, nobody's able to say James is only popular because of these people.
That's a good
have a really good balance going on.
But I feel like when I first started off, I was hanging out with a lot of people, especially in the beauty space and stuff. And it was a lot of people that are older than me, which is fine. I definitely get along well with older people, but I feel like now that I'm hanging out with a lot of TikTokers and stuff, it's really nice to be around like people that are my age. I don't want to say kids because none of us are really kids anymore, but like I still think of us as kids because we all had like fast childhoods. I'm 21.
It's crazy because when I see YouTubers like James Charles or Nikita Dragon or any of these other YouTubers, when I see them with the TikTokers, I don't know, for some reason, I in my head it's like, oh, I'm James is with these kids. Young kids. Refer to TikTokers as kids.
And you guys are the same age. A lot of people do too. We're all of us. Charlie's the only one that's really young. Of course, Charlie is 16, but everybody else, like Dixie's 19, Noah's 19, Leray is 22.
Yeah, now age. Yeah,
so everyone, like all of us, Chase I think is 18 or 19. So everyone that I'm hanging out with and collabing with all the time, we're all the same age. We're all like,
so
very, very close.
Like you've been in it for so long, and like you just seem like you act very mature.
It's just because I got in it way earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Like, well, I was just gonna ask: is that, like, as a result, do you think there's any like mentoring going on with any of them, or is it strict? Oh yeah, like
Definitely. I mean, I'm tempted to even say kids too, but they're not. I'll just say. I'm
people
just
new to
address
space.
It now because
most
of
the people watching
it.
TikToks are kids. Yeah, I feel like that's why we say
like
that.
TikTok just has a younger demographic, so I'm just gonna say kids. I'm addressing that now. They're not kids, but I would also consider myself still a young kid as well.
Yeah. Respectfully,
so
we'll say kids.
Yeah, so just respect. Out of respect, we'll just say kids.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids like have come into literally like Charlie's about to hit 100 million followers in 1 year. It's like what we've never had anything like that on the internet before. So when I first came in, like I was super. I instantly became very protective over them and stuff, knowing like even like I had a very, very quick rise to fame and I'm nowhere in comparison to 100 million followers. Like that's literally mind blowing.
Yeah.
So like for me, it was and like I've had my fair share of scandals. I've been through hell and back. I've had a lot of friendships. I've had a lot of friendships fall through. I've had like everything you could possibly imagine, brand deals, business relationships, like everything. So I definitely feel like I have a really good head on my shoulders and know how to navigate this world.
Mm-hmm. That's where I find the difference is with the TikTokers. I get nervous because I don't know if they're going to have the mind for business that you have.
To be honest, majority of them don't. But that's been something that a lot of them have come to me with because they know that I do. And it's been really, really fun being able to help them navigate, help them literally negotiate brand deals, help them like write their first business email back.
That's cool.
Help them like stand up to their team because a lot of like, it's also
they
scary too.
Around,
like
right?
They get pushed around or like teams will start booking a million things on their calendar, which is good because obviously I want all them to be successful and make their bag and stuff. But it's like, it's at the same time, like you have to be in control of your own brand.
And it's
like,
at the manager's expense too, because they're just trying to make their money.
Absolutely.
And they're like, it goes for like musicians who just get overbooked and they just get run down and
it is
burnt out.
It's crazy seeing the managers are hopping onto these kids so quick. And I wish, like, I don't know most of them, but I wish I was there to be like, hey guys, like watch out for these guys.
I've gone off on a few of them already.
Good. Yeah. Like Zane and I know we got fucked over so many times when we first started out.
Like
we were just
like
new. We were just like excited about stuff, and like it's something that we had to learn and grow on our own and try to like figure our way through. But that's cool that you're helping them out and giving them some sort of guidance.
I mean, I've always been I like helping people. Like it's very fun for me. Like I love talking about business. I love talking about just like brand deals, teams, how you should be running things and stuff.
It shouldn't
and,
be
like,
weird at all been, too talking about all
yeah,
that.
No, yeah, no, but a lot of people like even when I first came up, like I said, I got a lot of help from people that were generally wanting to collab, be nice and be friends and stuff, but I didn't really get a lot of help on the business side. Like that was one area where like I really had to figure that out for myself. Like but I just feel like a lot of people don't like to talk about numbers, which is honestly fine. It's nobody's business but your own, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was one area in terms of like numbers, negotiating brand deals, like what you should look for in a contract,
what you should actually look for
in a contract. Like and most people don't. So like that was one thing that I definitely
don't know their worth.
No, they don't.
I sometimes just want to quit everything I'm doing and just manage, just like, just be on their team just
that,
to make sure everything's going
that,
okay.
I think about that all the time. Like, I wish I could duplicate myself and continue to do what I do here, but like also be a talent manager.
Same.
Like, I feel like I'd be so good at it.
I could see you as like a guidance counselor too.
Yeah. Very much that type
I like
vibes.
That.
Because
so
like, I feel like a lot
I don't know
need
about
it.
Guidance counselor. I mean, literally, like, I've had so many calls, like, for example, Charlie. Charlie and I talk almost every single day. I've been, like, she's an amazing friend on like a personal level, but on like a career level, I've been like really trying hard to be there for her, help her wherever I can, give her and her family advice, like just really be there. Cause like, once again, she's one of those people that I want to make sure she's okay, taken care of, not going to go crazy from the amount of pressure that she's under. Cause it's insane.
Yeah.
And there's been so many times where she'll call me and be like, she'll call me so upset or like crying over comments, something that's happening. She's like, what do I do? And I'll be like, Charlie, suck it up. She's like, why? And I'm like, you can't care. Like, you have to get over this. Right. Like, you are literally the most famous person on the planet. You cannot let one person who said something stupid on TikTok room get to your head. Like, you're so successful. You're killing it. You have so many people that love you. Like, you have to get over it. So I feel like I'd be an awful guidance counselor because I'm very, like, blunt.
But it's tough love. Some people
need to hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's working because I feel like she's been a lot more confident lately. Like, I've been seeing her, like, recent posts. And she's just like, I don't give a fuck what you guys think of me. I'm doing this because I feel better when I do this. I'm like, damn.
Yep.
Right. How old is she again?
16.
That's crazy.
It's like insane. make it or break it. Like, you either let it get to you and you're done. And we've seen people that we know we're friends with that have just been like, you know what? They can't take it. And they just stop, that have been uber successful.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, I can't handle it. Or either and you push through it and you just like train yourself to just put it all behind you and just keep going.
Definitely.
And you gotta imagine the people that are like saying this shit. Like, if you take the time to sit on your computer or your phone and say something nasty like that, you gotta, like, it's
they have other things going on in their life. Suck. And like, you just gotta remember at the end of the day, like, I kind of feel bad for like negative commenters.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're going through obviously something in their life right now that they feel the need to go on and just be like, you fucking suck.
But they're but
it's like for you to do that, like, you got to be in a bad place.
The way like social media works right now is
hate comments
are rewarded. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. They get pushed to the top. Like, all the good comments are like pushed to the bottom. Actually good comments. Have you ever seen like the last or like the very last like 1,000 comments on any of your stuff? They're like the nicest comments.
Oh, so sweet. So positive. Like, oh my God, you look so cute. Gorgeous. Crazy. Slay. And but the ones at the top with like 10,000 thumbs up, like, you look ugly. Your nose looks fat here. Wow, did you face in your like
100,000 likes?
It's unreal.
It's nuts. Yeah.
We were on Whitney's podcast the other day, and she was saying, those people that are commenting nasty things, like hate or love, they're both like a hater is still just obsessed with you as somebody who shows you love. And I never thought about it like that. I thought that was so interesting. Like, you looking at my video, watching me, and you feeling an emotion of any sort from watching something that I do and feeling the need to go on and comment shows you're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so interesting.
That was crazy when she said it like that.
Like that's
that.
So cool to think about.
I wish there was, because you know how you could like, obviously on like a comment, you could just like swipe and like block the person.
Yeah.
I wish more than anything they would add a feature where you can block the person who commented and everybody who thumbs it up. Because you know that they're thinking, and then at the same time too, if there's, for example, like if you get into, I guess it's about, how do I say this, like if you say, if you post a photo, right, and you like, you facetune your butt too big in the photo, right?
Yeah.
And you go in the top 10.
Yeah, haven't got it.
I get it. I understand. I'm trying to think of an example.
Regardless of whatever you did, right? You look at a photo and the top 10 comments are all about the same topic. Like, your butt looks fat here. You did a bad job facetuning. Your fake is fat. Like, this is stupid. And they all have 500 comments. If you click on it, it's all 500 of the same people. It's the same 500.
Every comment.
It's the same 500 people that were like, oh yes, let's drag him, and then liked all 4 comments. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Wow. Whoa.
This is new.
That is the first time that's ever happened in the history of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I don't have my ringer on ever. I don't even know why it's on right now.
You guys, take note of that.
Sorry.
Next time James doesn't want to come on here, we know why. Take note of that.
I apologize. That was bad.
No, but like I was saying, like, if there's 10 negative comments and they all have a few thumbs up, it's guaranteed if you look at them, it's all the same people. So I wish that there was just a way to just block the people that commented and everybody that thumbs it up. Just get rid of all the negativity.
I think it's also like a little brainwashing nowadays, because people, they'll look at a picture or a video and they'll watch it. They won't have an idea in their head until they see a comment and they're like, oh, they're right. They did facetune their butt. And then it's like a snowball effect from there. Like, absolutely. that's what's horrible about it.
That is like all of it.
Yeah. It trains an audience to know what to look for and what's going to get them clout. It's interesting. Ugh. Like going through everyone's comments on the videos that you guys post, because it'll be a negative comment that gets a lot of likes, and then I'll see a lot of new comments coming in that are replicating that comment, being like, wait,
why is nobody
talking about how Heath is drooling or how he has acne or how he whatever, like, people are commenting about that. That's right. The most liked comment right now, and that's why you're saying this, is because you're
it's
right.
The same
to do
people that.
That
DM you horrible things and then you answer them and they're like, oh my gosh, I love you, and
I didn't
then they
think
delete,
that you would reply.
I didn't think you'd see this. I'm like,
I feel like it happens happens even more at the most on TikTok. Because I feel like on Twitter, like whatever, Twitter is a world in of itself. But like Instagram, you don't really look at the comments that often on Instagram, I feel like. YouTube is like you look at the top comments, but you don't really like get time to like scroll. At least I don't anymore because there's just a lot.
You get a lot more than us. I read everyone.
I can't. And a lot of mine are spam too, like Mariah was saying. It's like people just copy and pasting the same stupid shit over and over again. But TikTok, I feel like our brains are trained while walking through TikTok. Like when I go to a TikTok and I see if anyone, I instantly click on the comments. Like
I know it's bad. I know me
every
too.
TikTok I click on the
good
comments.
And bad.
Good
ones,
and bad.
Because sometimes the comments make the video even funnier.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
We're such hypocrites. It's the bad ones with the bad comments that we laugh at.
If but it's then, made in good humor, it's right, one exactly. thing. Right. Yeah. But the ones that are just seeking out to do nothing but like shut you down, it's just like why?
But it's
like,
also why are you here? There's also a major difference between looking at a video and just laughing at it in your privacy of your own home on your phone.
And going out of your
way. Versus going out of your way to leave a comment or even thumbsing up a comment. There is a difference. It's not, it's still not great, but.
We're currently compiling a list of hate comments that are actually funny that I can use for like a segment on this podcast because it's like, we don't get a lot of like genuinely funny ones, but I feel like we're all very good at, like, I'm sure you too. It's like, you can acknowledge when something is like funny when it's if it's at your expense.
All
you
the
can,
time.
You can,
I mean, that's my entire existence on social media. acknowledging the bad comments at my expense.
Totally. Yeah. It's like, it kind of keeps you going.
And you wonder if like, if they purposely try to be funny or if they like, it was just a mistake.
Yeah.
It just happened to be really
You can appreciate it either way.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, either way, I appreciate it.
It's so interesting because I feel like a lot of like, I don't want to say hate groups, but but you know, there's like groups. Are awful. But like internet hate groups, I feel like in their own little group, they're all trying to just compete for who can like get the most like reaction or like some sort of stuff. And it's so interesting because it's like they're still fighting for the same thing like that we all are.
Yeah,
we all are just putting stuff out to try to be like liked and loved and get recognition, but it's just in
just
a negative.
Just pour
it. I was like, dude,
it's so loud. I was trying so hard to just.
It's more morning, noticeable when you're doing it like
literally
that.
The drive here. Coincidentally, that's funny that you bring that up. Some boy. It was a guy that I used to talk to like 3 years ago. We were like flirting back and forth on Instagram or whatever, and we were like talking for a brief moment. It obviously did not work out, but he. We like stopped talking or whatever. And then once I got into a scandal on Twitter, he like dragged me. And like, it was like this whole, do you remember that situation where
it was the guy,
Was it like some restaurant? Was it a, like,
No. That's a very different scandal.
Okay. Sorry.
We name every single one. Was it this time?
Which
the tweet that went viral? It was the guy. It was a picture of a hot guy holding a child. And he was like, oh, anybody need a babysitter? And I was like, oh, I do. And then he was like, oh, suddenly I, never mind. It was a viral tweet.
Oh, suddenly I don't need a babysitter.
It was a super viral tweet a long time ago, and like everybody was like dragging me for it. And like this is a guy that I had been talking to, and then I had texted him because I still had his number, being like, "What's your problem? Like, this is so stupid. Like, we literally were romantically speaking, and now you're just gonna hop on this bandwagon because you want likes on Twitter." And like we never spoke again after that. But then like I remember even a year after that, he like was posting it about it again, and I DM'd him, be like, "This is so pathetic that like this is your only claim to relevancy." Like, oh my
it's
god,
very opportunistic.
Completely. Wait. Literally on the way here today, I have not heard from him in almost 3 years. He DM'd me, being like, "I just wanted to message you. Like, I know that I haven't spoken to you. I don't expect a response. Like, I just wanted to say,
way to God, really sorry.
Hi. Apologizing. I'm just really sorry for what I put you through. Like, I shouldn't have done that. I was really immature.
And you didn't answer, right?
I just literally hearted the message.
Thank goodness.
Okay, good.
You know what?
That hurts more.
I was like, I'm
that does just, hurt. Just that does hurt more.
That hurts more.
At the end of the day, people just want theirs. Everybody's greedy and is just like looking out to try to gain something. And like, it's fucked.
Yeah.
People are going to try to drag you and you're just like trying to keep your head on straight. Like, I still struggle with it like a lot.
Because you've dealt with like some like crazy shit, right?
And right.
I've definitely been the internet's punching bag for sure.
How are you able to like deal with that mentally?
Are we talking in terms of like the guys, for example, like that type of like the dating type of situation? Or are you talking about like internet scandals?
I feel like I'm curious about like just how you compartmentalize, like when you're meeting somebody new or whatever, like who is out to link up with you because you're who you are and that they're because they're opportunistic or because they're genuine like interactions. I don't know. I'm curious just like how like you've gotten dealing with like people that are clearly the opportunistic kind.
I feel like I have a pretty good sense of character, except when it comes to guys. Like if I'm like meeting a new YouTuber, like an internet friend, like just like a fun person, I'm like, I can very easily tell right away if it's like a good person or if it's like somebody who's like clout chasing.
You got like an intuition.
A very, very good. Like really phenomenal.
Well, let's go around the room and see and start reading.
In terms of when it comes to guys, it's not as, I will say it's pretty good. So I've definitely had my fair share of awful, awful, awful situations. So I definitely know my red flags that I'm always, you know, looking for. And I've gotten really good at detaching emotionally and like cutting somebody off right away if it's bad.
What do you see as like a red flag that you're like instantly like, absolutely not?
There, I could give you like 50 of them. Like I'm on Tinder, for example. It's like one instantly is if someone says hi sister, instant unmatch. Right. If somebody says I always
like good. Who's gonna like you gotta assume everybody's fucking doing that. And if you can't be creative
it
enough,
is an instant
like,
so unmatch awful. When like they say some shit like, right. Oh my god, is this really you? It's like
it's
fuck.
So awful.
They're just showing their cards.
Whenever
too early.
Whenever I'm talking to somebody new, I always ask somebody to send me an Instagram DM, sending me a video, telling me about themselves and introducing themselves. That way I know it's not a catfish and like so I can hear their voice, get to know a little bit about them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, if somebody refuses to do that, instant unmatch. If somebody says, oh, can you follow me before doing oof. That, instant unmatch.
Why would you do like if
somebody that say that
if somebody
shit?
Asks for me to send them a photo first, it's all I usually typically will unmatch as well, because a lot of times they'll do it and then screenshot it
and just for
yeah.
a TikTok.
Yeah, it's the best part about it is most people are so fucking stupid that like they mess it up for themselves so fast.
Yeah,
I always say to myself like it'd be so like I trust easily, like I said, like I have a good head on my shoulders when it comes like a really hot guy. Sometimes it like the intuition goes out the window a little bit.
Yeah,
it really would be very easy for a hot guy to just walk in and just like sweep me off my fucking feet and just like ruin my entire life. And everyone's too fucking stupid to do it.
Would
everyone's
you prefer...
so dumb. I'm like, oh my god, you really like you're really fumbling your own bag here so quickly.
Yeah,
dropping the ball here.
Like I mean, I'm like obviously I don't want that to happen. I don't want to be fucking used, but I'm like, damn. There's been a lot of people that have had a really good opportunity and just haven't taken it.
You're like, just fucking use me.
No, I mean,
would you prefer somebody that would you prefer somebody that has no idea who you are? Or
I've tried that before, and although I don't mind it, I've found that I don't really work well with people that have no correlation to the social media world.
Because like, they're like confused
yes,
of like everything
I,
that you
I
do.
I don't mind talking to people or going on dates or like a cute little movie cuddle night with somebody that doesn't know who I am. That I love.
Right.
It's easy, it's simple, there's no weird questions, no fan behavior. Like that is I do like that. But in terms of like a long-term partner, I cannot have somebody that doesn't have social media. Just in terms of the references,
like humor too,
my job,
yeah.
humor, like my entire sense of humor is TikTok basically, references, yeah. memes, things that yeah. are happening. Like I could just not date somebody that doesn't understand.
Yeah, and they won't those take things. What you do seriously too, because like people that yeah. are not on social media, they don't take social media seriously at all. So like that's your job. They'll just be like, oh, you're going to take an Instagram picture? Really? Okay. I thought we were going
to
go get lunch. And it's just like,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah, it's hard to understand.
I got
this
yeah,
very hard
it's very hard to understand.
Yeah.
So I'm always open to meeting people like that. And that could happen in the future. I'm not closed off to it. But in the past, I've learned that it typically does not work out very well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it makes sense.
What's your type? Like what are green flags for you or some sort of
I feel like for me, I'm thank god when I first moved to LA, I was definitely like in my hoe phase, which I feel like everybody has, nothing wrong with that. I've used to be the person that would like only want to hook up with like fucking supermodels, like the hottest guys ever, whereas now I value like somebody that can make me smile and laugh more than anything in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Like that is like a huge thing for me. Like I've been with some of like the most beautiful boys that I'm just sitting there and be like, wow, you're so fucking boring, like I don't even want to suck your dick, like you're like just like you're, it's awful. So like I definitely really value somebody that is funny, can hold a conversation. I feel like for me as well, effort is such a turn on. I mean, not like oh fuck effort,
right? No, hey, like, you want to get lunch?
But like for me, I'm a very, very busy person, obviously, but I always make time and I'm able to put aside time for friends and family or making FaceTime calls or like getting together in person or making plans and stuff. And there's just been so many guys that I've, you know, been talking to or stuff where I know they're just like in school, not doing much, like not taking life seriously, like skipping days at work, but they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm too busy to hang out. Like, oh, I can't FaceTime. I'm like, I'm just really tired. I'm like, you're so stupid. Like, how are you going to tell me that you're too busy? Like, no.
But
no, baby.
You take but off do you, time do you, you don't like that. Like, what I'm trying to say is like, you have somebody who's like, yes, James, I'll do it. Like, I'm ready.
No, no,
like,
no,
I'm
no.
ready whenever you
no,
are. Let's,
no,
let's
no,
hang
no,
out.
Definitely not. I disrespect somebody that can make time. Like,
right,
if somebody's
right.
busy is busy. If you're busy doing something, if you have a job, if you have school, if you have to study, like, props to you. Do your thing. Like, I could not be with somebody that's attached to me 24/7. I would literally go crazy. But, like,
you want somebody who's busy that knows to manage that busy schedule to make time for you to show how important you are.
Time management for me is a huge, huge factor that I look for in anybody, whether it be a friendship, a business relationship, a romantic relationship. And anybody there's very many friends, even like public friends that people know about, that I have completely cut out of my life because they were awful with time management. Right. So like that for me is something that I value very, very highly.
Well, we're not going to be good friends then.
Zane is literally the worst with time. Yeah,
I'm the worst with timing. Worst with timing.
I feel like you're not that bad.
I beg to differ.
It's like my top thing of what I'm like, what I lack is time.
Well, I mean, even like for today, like I was supposed to be here at 6, but you texted me at like 5:30. You're like, hey, we're running a little bit behind. Would you mind getting here at 6:30 instead?
I'm like good that, at like planning ahead, but when it comes to getting
that to me is respectful enough. Like once again, if you're busy, you're busy.
Instead
if
you have of having to come and then wait because we're doing something
that
right.
pisses me off, or just being like, oh, sorry, I'm just too tired. Like, fuck you. Put in the effort. It's not hard.
Wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm good with things like that, but just not like getting somewhere on time.
Like effort, time management are huge things for me, making me laugh. Obviously I want somebody who's attractive, but
have you ever been in love
or thought you were in love?
Yes, I've definitely thought that I was in love. There's one guy that I was talking to for quite a while now that I still text every once in a while, that I have like I just felt a certain specific connection with him that I've really never felt with anybody else, and it did not work out. But
and you said you keep in contact with him or no?
We still talk. He's like straight but not into me is the problem. it's not gonna happen, but like we still text every once in a while and stuff, and it's shitty because like he's like the sweetest and doesn't do anything wrong either. So like he really wants to be friends. I refuse because I know that it's gonna get me very, very hurt because I really like him. So I keep a safe distance, but we still talk every once in a while.
That's how I feel with
stuff.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So you guys were like talking, obviously.
Yeah.
But then he realized he wasn't into you?
No, he said he was straight from the beginning. We were just like hanging out and chilling as friends, but I caught feelings romantically really quickly.
So you guys obviously were talking. So that means he was trying to...
No, just as friends.
Friends. The other guy.
We were just friends. Okay, he was straight. I really liked him.
Gotcha. Okay.
There was some things that happened that were slightly misleading, but he did say he was straight from the beginning.
That's what I was trying to figure. There must have been something for you to like, catch those feelings like that.
I also feel like from that perspective, it's like very easy once you catch feelings for somebody to like misinterpret a lot of what they provide
you.
It's just like he said, like he's learned like how to realize a clout chaser, but like if he's attracted to them, a lot goes out the window. It's the same thing. It's like if you get feelings for somebody, they might say like you'd be like, what are you doing? And they'd be like going grocery shopping, and you'd be like, ooh,
he knows I like food.
What are you getting?
He knows I like food.
Yeah. Like it for whatever reason, it just like alters. I'm so hungry.
How did you know? Just tell.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He does adult things. Ooh.
I feel like I've experienced what I don't know if I would call it love, but I've experienced what
infatuation
feels like. And it was somebody, like I said, that it was somebody that I was very, very attracted to, but also made me smile, was putting an effort for plans, was coming over all the time.
It was probably somebody that you saw the most potential in.
Yes. And it was also somebody that like we were sleeping over, cuddling and stuff, watching movies, not doing anything further than that. But like I was spending a lot of time with him, and I wasn't like horny. Like I wasn't like, oh my God, I just want to fucking...
You just
love
him.
It was just fun being together. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is like what an actual relationship... I feel like this is what a relationship would feel like.
I'm the same way too. Like, I feel like it's like those feelings that like that make me love a girl is just like...
Those genuine moments. Yeah. And like a big thing with relationships is like understanding the difference between lust and love.
Yeah.
And just when you're genuinely caring about somebody versus just like, oh, I just want to like...
Which one are we?
I just want to hook up.
I just want to jump your bone.
But that's what's hard, is I feel like when you actually realize that it's not just lust. It is more than lust with that person, but unfortunately, because it's a two-way street, it's like it's still doomed from the beginning. Like, I've had situations like that where it's just like, you know, I see so much potential in a person.
It does suck, but you can learn. I'm trying to help you out here.
He was about to say something so deep. And he just like, anyways.
All right, well, yes.
Well, it's very much like he's so nice. We got along amazingly. Like, could not be any better. And of course, like, in his head from the beginning, he was straight and just wanted to be friends.
Right.
My dumb ass caught feelings. So he's just like, well, why can't we just... He's like, I just want to be friends.
Did you admit to him?
Oh, yeah. He fully aware.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
You can learn something from meeting these types of people. Like, although there's a lot of heartbreak probably on your end involved, it's like you can at least maybe in the next relationship that you enter, you can look for these qualities that you found in this one person.
1,000%.
Yeah. Like, you know what you want now.
Yes.
You know what you deserve.
So it helps you in a way.
Yeah, it is a good thing. It sucks, but it's great.
Things might be fucking awful. Some of the worst things I've ever dealt with in my life have been the most beautiful things at the same time that I didn't realize at the time. And it was something that, like, beat me down, and I was at my lowest point.
Yep.
But looking back, I'm like, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have learned all this shit that I know now and be where I am. And that's crazy to think about, that it's just a little bit of time is all it takes to realize that.
That's how I think about everything in life, especially mm-hmm. With the amount of boys that I've dealt with, the amount of scandals that I've dealt with, both privately and publicly. Like, that's, I've been able to train my brains. So that's how I look at everything. Right. I think it's a very, very healthy way to go about things, instead of, you know, harping on the negative, because obviously, right, like you said, like, you can get to a really, really deep and dark place that you sometimes can't get back from. Like, I've been there many a time, but I feel like it's really about, like, looking at the positives and thinking, like, how can I learn from the situation, how can I avoid this in the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even reminding yourself, like looking back and being like, oh, that's why that happened, because now I'm here. Yep. Yeah,
even too, like, thinking back, like, there's stuff that I've done that I didn't realize was, I guess, wrong, or I just at the time I didn't see what I was doing. And then just taking a little bit of time being like, wow, I get that person's perspective. And that's another thing, like, that comes with growing up and just being self-aware. Which is really cool.
That's crazy you have that at such a young age. Like, I'm figuring that out, and exactly. I'm 26.
Well, I feel like, once again, it comes from, unfortunately, going through a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah.
But once again, I'm glad that I have it too.
You're exposed to it earlier.
Yeah. Social media too is, like, such a huge factor.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
Like, you're amazing. That's so sick. Like, I wish.
No, I can't relate, baby. Can't relate. Right.
Yeah. When you guys were 21.
We were
21. I was fucking.
I always think about Hidayah in that sense. I've met her for the first time, like, not that long ago.
Hidayah is my little sister.
Yeah, your little sister.
I know.
And he's aware.
He listens. He pays attention.
And I constantly, when meeting her, I've thought about that. I'm just like, she has such a perspective that I would have valued at her age, that I'm developing now, or that I've developed now through all the things that I've gone through.
Yeah.
But I wish I had it at her age, because I feel like she's just ahead of the curve in so many capacities.
Yeah, I feel like she's taught me a lot, and, like, just, I feel like just handling everything, and she's 10 years younger than me, and I learned so much from her, like, how to just be a better person. And
you
just
know who else? Jojo Siwa.
Jojo Siwa.
I love
she's
her.
So respectable, yeah, though. Like,
I know.
Have you met her? Like,
I've never
in person?
Met her.
It's crazy what she's like in person. Like, I met her for the first time. I've only met her once at VidCon, and she was just so respectful. Hi, how are you doing? Jojo Siwa. Boom.
She's great. And she reminds turned me around, of you I a walked lot. Away.
Yeah.
Business.
Her and I are very, very similar.
She's a crazy business lady.
But I love how, like, 17. True to herself she is.
Yeah.
Like, what you see is what you get. And I think that's why she is so loved and respected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, with you. Like, you are who you are. And I feel like a lot of people on the internet try to, like, put this facade out, or try to be some YouTuber guy that they're not.
Yeah. I just don't have time for that.
I think that's a lot of work.
Right. A lot of energy.
Like, imagine trying to be two different people.
No, work harder, not harder.
Yeah, exactly.
I was curious about, like, just kind of, I feel like it's a very big overarching question, but it's something that I personally would be curious to hear your answer on, knowing that you're, like, such an insider with, like, the beauty industry. Do you constantly feel like the beauty industry is here for, like, our community, that they're always, like, wanting to see a positive change and equality and whatever, like, you know, like, boys in makeup or whatever it is? Do you think they're really here for that? Or are you ever questioning, like, okay, being gay at this point is kind of, like, a trendy thing for brands to kind of get on the bandwagon of, and it could be a cash grab, it could not be? Like, do you ever feel like you have to, like, kind of figure out which one's which when you're working with someone?
That's a good question. I mean, I honestly feel like ever since CoverGirl happened in 2016, I feel like that was really a major turning point.
Congrats there
was
on that. Yeah, incredible, by the way.
Thank
like,
you. Oh my God.
I mean, there was so many iconic men in beauty way before me, so I do not take credit for that in any way, shape, or form. But I feel like in terms of, like, the social media beauty world, that definitely was a major shift that was happening. I mean, there were already people that were before me. Manny Patrick obviously have been around for a long time, killing it and stuff, and they were major inspirations to me. So I feel like it has, I don't necessarily feel like it's just like a trend. No, I feel like it honestly has been a lot more inclusive and a lot more just like representative. I feel like we have a long way to go in terms of diversity. Like for there's, it's still like majority white people, which sucks. Like brands are, that I feel like is the bigger problem is race stuff, not necessarily gender.
That's more of like a trend to jump on. Like we're going to include these people just because.
And you can always tell because it's like, it's like, oh, three black girls in a campaign and then white girl. And everyone's like, woo. And then you look at the shade ranges and there's literally so three white shades. There's three black shades.
Yeah. Those are the three black
shades. And then there's 50 white shades. And that's really, this is a joke.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really, we still have a long way to go in terms of diversity there. I don't feel like the gender thing is a really discussion anymore. And I feel like that's good. Like that's good. And that's how it should be. But like the community is definitely not at a place where everybody is, you know, fully...
I was going to say with the whole CoverGirl thing, I'm just like wondering where you were at then compared to where you are now, because you just had a Vogue cover that came out. And
incredible.
Like, I'm curious about like the, how you were feeling going into like the CoverGirl shoot. Cause that was like an insanely, it was a big moment. Like, yes, people came before, but like that was an insanely crazy bullet in the timeline of Boys and Beauty. And then like now Vogue, it's like an even bigger platform. Cause it's not just makeup.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger umbrella.
That's so sick.
It's I'm thinking about it. It's so
crazy. CoverGirl for me was such an incredible opportunity. It didn't register in my head at the time how incredible of an opportunity it was.
Which might be good. Because you wouldn't psych yourself out, or no, you disagree?
Correct. You're 100% right. I wish, though, that I would have been able... To me, I was doing so many exciting shoots that I was excited about every opportunity.
Yeah.
I just walked on set and was like, oh my God, yay, cute, like another shoot. And like, I didn't really... unfortunately, it didn't really process for me how big of a deal that was, which sucks. It did process, however, when Katy Perry announced it, and then it became literal global news.
Yeah.
Then it sunk in. Then I was so excited, so like just grateful. Like that was like the coolest moment of my entire life. Like that was truly.
I feel like it's like I don't think I've seen like a social media influencer on the cover of Vogue. Like
it's never happened before.
What I instantly thought about was like you starting like the Vogue trend on TikTok.
I didn't start that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, definitely not.
I think you might have just been the first person that I saw do it.
Maybe,
I just associated it with that. But like seeing you do that and like then it started to become like this huge thing.
I have
a
tweet planned because the magazine comes out tomorrow.
I think I know what you're going to do.
I have a tweet planned.
Cool.
I never in a million years would have ever imagined that would happen. I mean, Vogue Portugal literally DM me on Instagram like, hey, we'd love to do something with you. And I was like, okay. Like, the fuck?
You think they would like email your team or something?
Crazy. But their team is...
I get like Claire's.
Claire's. No.
Their team is... Want a free ear piercing?
Stupid. Their team was so cool, so chill. Like Vogue is obviously such an amazing prestige magazine and just like network that you would think it'd be so crazy, you know, professional. And maybe I'm assuming obviously every Vogue is different, so like the Vogue Portugal team is very different than the Anna Wintour US Vogue team, but regardless, they DM me like, we'd love to do something with you, can you put us in touch with your team? So I put them in touch with my manager and stuff, and my team just thought like, oh, this will be a cool feature or something, because I've done something with Vogue before. I was in Vogue Australia in 2018, which was also an incredible opportunity.
Oh, wow.
But it was just like a feature. It was a feature, which is still incredible.
Yeah.
I'm saying just in comparison to a cover, a
feature like in the magazine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So like I just thought it was going to be another feature, which I was still super excited about.
Yeah.
And then my manager was like, okay, they want you on the cover. I was like,
oh my God, I got chills.
Did you like freak?
Yeah, I was screaming like.
That
crazy.
Cover is sick though. Like,
thank
I'm just
you.
Wondering like how much like do you get in your head? I mean, obviously you didn't in the CoverGirl thing, but like when they tell you you're gonna be on the cover of Vogue, do you get in your head at all when this is happening? Because like that shoot was so
you
cool.
Seem very confident.
Do you feel
me.
Yourself? Do you put that as your like Tinder profile pic?
It is on my I did put it on my Tinder.
Holy, you put that on your Tinder?
I did put it on my Tinder.
That's so dope.
You can't even be mad if they're just like, this is James.
I did.
Oh my God, it's James.
I don't get nervous very easily, to be quite honest.
I can tell.
For that particular situation, it was a little bit nerve-wracking because once again the team was so chill and they gave me full creative direction. So they were like, the theme of this issue is beauty of imperfection,
shit.
And we want you to come up with your idea of what it means. And I was like, okay, great. But then like we were talking about earlier when we first started, you know how like if you're they didn't put it in, they didn't give me a direction, right? So just like how doing YouTube videos where you have no specific theme, sometimes that can be even more overwhelming because you don't know where to go with it. That I started freaking out because I was like, oh no, what
it's like getting a brand deal and they don't give you anything with it.
Yeah, so you're, you're like, I can create anything. So now the pressure's on to do so. So that for me, I wasn't nervous, but I definitely was like, okay, this has to be iconic. What do I do? And ironically enough, my favorite image from the entire shoot, they didn't choose for the cover.
Oh, really?
But it is in the magazine, and that's the one that
I have. Do you have that image?
I do.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Can I see my phone quickly?
That's How do you feel about the cover, though? I thought that shot was sick.
I love the covers. The smudged lip is one of my favorite pictures ever. I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The cover, the one that I personally love that I'm about to show you guys, is one of my favorite images that I've ever taken. But the team was like, we love this image as well, but it's not
what they were looking
for.
Cover worthy.
Hey, you made it.
For us, they just said because Vogue Portugal is very different than Vogue US. Vogue Portugal is much more artistic, like art avant-garde, like very like grainy. So they're like, this is very beautiful, we love this image, but this would never work for our
more of a beauty shot.
Isn't that crazy? They're like, we love this image, but like this doesn't work for our
my goodness.
Our
too good.
But like, when they told me what they wanted for the cover, this was what I imagined. So I did this look thinking that in my head, I was like, this is the cover, this is sick. This is the cover. And they didn't use it. So that was a little bit disappointing to me, but.
At least you got a Tinder profile pic out of it.
For sure. But I agree. The covers that they chose, I think, are perfect for the issue. I love all the images equally and stuff. And I do agree with them that the cover, that my image would not have made sense.
Got it.
I think that they were right.
I also love that, like, that cover photo, you barely had any makeup on your face. That was like your nude face, pretty much, right?
So this was the...
Oh, that looks crazy.
It is
that
much more traditional, like symmetrical, very like pleasing for the eye naturally. Yeah.
Like this is a James Charles Instagram picture, but it's not a Vogue cover.
Right.
That's what you wanted to be the Vogue cover.
This is the look that I did that I was like, this in my head is the cover. Like, here we go. This is the, because they told me, come up with a concept that you feel represents the theme. So that was my full concept, the painted hands, because when I hear like beauty of imperfection, I think of like, okay, as an influencer, a lot of people think that my makeup looks are like perfect in the end, right? But I do videos showing them, and a lot of times my process is so far from perfect. Like, I make mistakes, I fuck up all the time, I have to make adjustments, and like my videos are imperfect too. So I wanted to show the course of like a finished perfect makeup look, but the imperfect process that it took to get there. So that's why I had the paint on the hand.
Cool.
So like, I was like, this is such a cool concept and stuff. But once again, the final image just didn't necessarily, it just wasn't exactly their style.
Yeah.
But so I respect it. I agree with them. That one is still going to be in the magazine.
Other picture was like still very Vogue-y. Like that picture they picked, it was very Vogue-y.
Yes.
Like your nude face with a little bit like the paint on
I love the photo.
I see what they're talking about though, because if the issue is literally being referred to as the beauty of imperfection, to have this like perfect final product as the image, I understand why they wouldn't go with it.
I completely did too. I was definitely like, oh. It was one of those moments where it's like, you know that you have like you just like want something to be seen so badly. But like I said, I talked to them about it. I was like, you guys, I love this image. Can we still use it? So like I said, they're putting it front and center in the magazine. So it was definitely a great creative compromise.
I felt
very heard, taken care of. And like I said, I do agree with their decision. So
when I look at your Vogue cover, I'm like, it's different. You're just like, you keep staring at it and you're just like, there's something about it as opposed to like, that was like, wow, that's an incredible shot.
Yep. I fully agree. And
the other one
just
hits different, I guess.
Thank you. I fully agree. And that was one of the reasons, like I said, obviously when they didn't want that image, I was definitely like disappointed because in my head, like I said, I was stressed about it. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So when they were like, oh, we don't love this one, I was like, oh no, like my entire world, they came crumbling down.
But that's not to say what you didn't produce was amazing. Like they loved it. They just loved a different shot.
Yes,
it's like, you're not disappointing at all.
Cause I asked my friends too, I was like, which one do you guys like? All my friends were like, this is beautiful, but this is a cover.
Right.
So, and that for me was like the mentality that helped me be like, okay, great. Cause I still love the other image.
Yeah.
And they
have just such a different like view too of like what a cover is and like what art is. I don't know. Like I'm obviously not, but they just have a completely different view than what people here have.
I mean, so it was really cool too, because I was talking and I was like, you guys, like, I just love this one, I think it'll be a great cover. And a manager's like, shut up, like this is Vogue, like you cannot you're talking to Vogue, like shut up. You cannot be telling them what cover to choose. And I was like, oh yeah, this is true. Well, it's also like, but you also have to keep in mind, like, I've been in control of my own brand for the past 5 years. Like every image that comes out of me is usually edited, right. retouched, mm-hmm. approved by me or my team. Like every video, we go through several rounds of editor or several rounds of notes with my editor. So it's like, I'm always used to being very in charge. So I feel like if there was any place to like take charge, it would be Vogue, obviously, but that was right. a very scary situation. Like, oh God, I have to take a step back. And that for me was very, very hard to do. But like I said, it was definitely worth it. I love the finished product. I'm so proud of it. I'm so
congratulations.
For the
yeah, yeah, congrats.
It looks so good. Cool.
Speaking of being in the driver's seat with your content, you came out with a show, Instant Influencer,
yes.
that's being very recognized right now. So congrats on that as well.
Thank you.
In delving into like research for it, found so many aspects of it really, really cool and just like very like inventive. But I'm just curious, how do you feel now that it's done? I feel like I was watching your videos when you were planning it out and you were like teasing it
mm-hmm.
and you were just so excited about being in the process of producing it. How do you feel now that it's like completely come out? Do you feel like it's like a fully realized thing? Do you want to build on it more in next season?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Yeah. So basically we came up with the show a very, very long time ago. Lewis and I created it together. Who's sitting
okay,
here.
Good job, Lewis.
And for me, premium production has always been like my absolute number one goal. I mean, ever since the beginning of my channel, I never did reviews or tutorials, not because I thought I just didn't care. I was like, I just put it on, babes. Like, just put on your makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll figure it out. I did. I've always been like, okay, let's go. Like, I don't see myself as like an educator. I just see myself as like a let's do this together type of person because I'm a very visual learner.
Yeah.
So for me, I was never a typical beauty channel. I've always loved doing concepts, skits, scripted things, interviews, collaborations and stuff. So, hold on, I have to burp.
Oh, keep that shit in the line.
He goes.
So for me, it's been a natural progression of like higher and higher and higher quality content. So it came to a point where I've had, and basically, like, I had the idea of doing a reality beauty competition show in like my notes, the goals for like 4 years now. And I've had challenges, ideas, judges, episodes literally written up for years. Years and years and years. And Lewis, who works as my creative director and like my director of content, we work together on all of the videos, concepts, research and everything. We were out to lunch one day and it was after the events that had happened last year. So I was in a not great mental space. And he's like, what do you want to do? Like, what are we doing? What's the goals? What do we want to do? What direction do we want to take the channel in? Like, you're miserable. Like, I'm here to help you. Like, we want to do something cool. And I was like, I just want to, like, this would be so much fun to do, but like, it just seems impossible. And he's like, well, let's just do it. So we just did. We started talking to production companies. We worked with Brian Graydon Media, who ended up producing the show. And we, you know, originally got funding from multiple beauty brands that I work with. We got several $1,000,000 of funding to produce the show ourselves. And then the production company is like, no, we should bring this to YouTube and see if they'll buy it. And I was like, okay. And then that's how that ended up working out. So although I'm very, very happy with the show and it was amazing to produce, we had so many episodes, so many ideas, so many things that we wanted to do in season one, but we just couldn't because of, you know, budget or just legalities or just this whole fact of it being a season one. You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
You got to start like a pilot. Too, yeah. Is that going to be now waiting for season two?
For sure.
Nice. We were talking about the elimination process and how incredible that is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so amazing. Just the way it is as opposed to like a traditional just goodbye. See you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's
again.
How it usually
like,
is.
Right. And that's just the way it's always been. And I honestly never even thought about doing it the way that you would. And I think that's so beautiful that you're like, you're just giving back to that creator, that person to like give them their time, even though like it wasn't it right now and it didn't like continue on, but just to let them have that moment, which I think is so great because that's really all we have as creators is just like our platforms, like we were talking about, like, and I think that's so awesome.
Thank you for saying that. That really means a lot. That was part of our production team's suggestion. They thought it would be a really fun way to do that, and I think it tied in really well because reality TV, we all love it. Okay, I watch every single show that I watch is pretty much reality TV. So like I'm all here for entertainment, drama, like a full moment. Don't get me wrong. But for me, I really wanted to create Instant Influencer to not only be, of course, entertaining, but to be educational. The whole concept of the show is literally taking small influencers who have, you know, already worked hard to build a small platform and giving them the resources, advice, tips, tricks, and putting them through like a mini like boot camp almost of like what it's like to do this job. And I think a lot of people auditioned for it thinking like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. And then everybody got there was like, oh shit, like this is way harder than you would have anticipated, you know, editing videos in 3 hours, doing these crazy challenges. And a lot of people in the show were like, this is never realistic. You would never have 3 hours to edit a video. And I was like, well, that's the point. Like this teaches you time management and how to pull something together out of your ass, or how to, you know, how to scramble in a high pressure situation.
That's half the videos that are
that's
out.
Half the video. Like, right. Yeah. Like it's crazy. So for us, it was really, really important to not only give people entertainment and make them smile, but also give not only the contestants, but also the viewers helpful tips, tricks, and information that they normally never would be able to get about like what it actually takes to do this job. Because every kid, I guarantee if you walked into any classroom right now, well, not right now, but and during a normal school year where there's not a pandemic, and said like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I guarantee you 50% of them at this point would probably say YouTuber or like social media.
And that's
That's crazy.
But, that's the answer. But once again, as we all know, there's no guidebook. There's no, you know, rules of how to do it. It's really hard to navigate your own path when everybody's trying to do the same thing. So we really wanted to create a safe space for talented people to come in and like get these tips, but also the millions of people to watch it too.
Yeah.
Because it's like everybody, you know, if you're unique and you have something to say, like you will, and you work hard, a platform will come with it. Like it sometimes takes longer and sometimes might, you know, like everybody achieves it in a different way, but like everybody that's big is big for a reason, whether it's, you know, good or bad or deserved or not.
I think a way that I look at it, like there's so many people that I've found that are in like the 50 and below or just around like 50K followers.
Yeah.
Those people, I associate it with like college football players or any sport. Like a lot of them are working so much harder than the NFL athletes because they want that success. They're working so hard and they're performing at their best to get to that. And once people do get to that NFL level, they're just like, all right, well, I fucking made it. I'm just going to like do what I got. Like I'm here now. But like there's so many hungry young people that like are putting in the work, putting in like
1,000%
everything to really, be it.
It's and also like, really hard because a lot of times those players or 100,000 subscribers, whatever you want to refer to them as, no matter how hard they're working, just can't, are not able to get there. Mm-hmm. Like whether it be the algorithm,
something.
And they're so good. They're better than a lot of like big creators, but they just can't get there because of like just how it is.
Whoever knows what.
There's a lot of people that I watch that are at 50 to 100K that I'm like, wow. Like, and I'm inspired by them.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm watching, I'm like, fuck, I wish I could do this type of video. And I'm like,
I really, really hope to start production on season 2 or whatever ends up happening sooner rather than later, because I think the one really cool thing that happened with the show too is all the contestants killed it. Obviously there were so many people that watched the show being like, this is so stupid. I could do this with my eyes closed. And I'm sitting there being like,
that's like, literally like the comments. It's like the comments.
This is so easy. This person sucks. Like I could do this so easily. Like, oh my God, I can't even imagine what I would do. But I love those type of comments because I'm thinking like, okay, great. You think you could do so great. Submit your audition tape for season 2. Cause I know that when if it does happen,
bring them
out. The talent that comes to the auditions is going to be incredible and are going to be even more hungry because they're going to all be thinking, I can do this way better than this person, or I can beat out this contestant no problem.
I know you're a fan of Drag Race.
Favorite
so
show.
It's like, so it's like, can you imagine like your show shaping like Drag Race shaped how people do drag?
100%.
Like, oh, I watched as a young viewer and now I'm auditioning for the show and I got on. It's like, could you imagine like your platform developing that for like the influencers here? Yeah. I always talk about how, like, to Zane and Heath, about how it's such a different form of celebrity and there is no guidebook, like you said. And I think what's so cool about your platform is that it really shows that you care when like you're giving them, whenever they're even being eliminated, it's like you give them a last chance to sign off and like give their platform, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's their livelihood.
Yeah.
That's like how they're going to make money. So it's like, instead of just being like, okay, thank you for being on my show as this week's episode's content, like you're giving them the chance to be like, plug your socials and like, and try to
like
keep
you're
this
really
being...
making it about them.
Well, for example, like Indigo went home in the second episode. And when I first cast Indigo, in my head, I was like, okay, this kid could win it all. Like I was super excited about having him on the show, but you know, and he knows this as well, but the second look that he produced was not up to par. We had to send him home, so it was a fair competition. But he ended up gaining more followers than the people that went, some of the people that went home after him, or other people in the competition, because people loved him and people were obsessed. Like, this kid is so talented. He shouldn't have went home. The judges were wrong in this situation.
Yeah. All-stars.
I was like, no, we weren't wrong in that situation. But he was incredibly talented. Yeah. And if there ever is an All-Star season, you never know what could happen.
That's how it is. Yeah.
But once again, like, it was really important for us to be able to give that last little promotion, because once again, like, it obviously worked and he gained a really great following just from being on two episodes of the show, and people loved him.
That's right. So cool.
And it's about being, you know, personable at the same time as well as being talented.
Well, yeah, that was literally the entire point of the show.
Yeah.
It's like, that,
like, a lot of like Twitch streamers are maybe not as good as other gamers, but they perform and they're also like,
absolutely,
just really.
Personality is really,
it's
really 70%. I would say like roughly 70, 80% of even being an influencer in the first place.
100%, yeah.
We should play a game.
I love games.
We do have a good game.
What kind of game?
So it's loosely stolen from Jimmy Fallon. He played this with Kim K, but it was really funny. Okay. I think he called it like "Show me your phone" or "Give me your phone" or something like that.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're gonna call it "Phone It In."
Oh, right. Okay.
Do I have to play this?
Yes,
next
you
game,
do.
Next game.
Do I have to play this?
So they're so tired.
You certainly do.
I actually have to go.
But basically, I'll have each of you guys spin a wheel. We'll let James choose who goes first to make sure he's comfortable. And we're going to...
He's fine. Suck it up, James.
We're going to spin a wheel, and then it's going to land on a certain icon. That certain icon is equated to a certain thing that you'll have to do. It usually requires you handing over your phone, giving it to somebody else, but it's just giving us a little inside peek on, you know, the real you.
It's us wanting to snoop, putting it in a game format.
Pretty much.
Okay, let's go.
Do you want to spin the wheel first, or do you want them to spin the wheel first?
You guys can spin the wheel first.
Okay. Cool.
It's like asking, like, in school, if you want to present first your project.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go first.
Yeah.
All right.
But we know our project is fucking the best, huh?
The grillotine.
The grillotine.
who would like to spin? Zane, you want to spin?
I'll spin. Let's start in the side of the room first.
Tap the little.
Look at that. He got a little twist around.
Yes, God, producer.
Okay. Do I press the
circle in the middle?
That sounds good.
See where it lands.
Oh, I don't know what anything means.
I got the check mark. What's that mean?
It's the closest emoji that I could find that represented a V. So that's going to be for Venmo. We're going to need you to go into...
I got a Venmo. So...
We're gonna send me $5,000.
We're gonna need both of you to go in your Venmo and explain the last
three
Venmos that you got.
I can't do
Zane
this.
And I.
Zane, $2,000 to rosy cheeks.
My emoji is a snowflake.
Ish.
Oh.
I'm a celebrity. Jesus. Get me out of here.
Okay. Look, I got this.
All right.
No cheating.
What's cheating? So
lying.
What is cheating?
Define cheating.
Hold on, I gotta sign back in.
Oh, Bubba, you look so
cute. Oh, I can't access my account.
Wow.
Give us the content, mama.
All right, so I got my last three Venmos. My first one was my boy Fadi. He gave me a little back massage.
Massage.
your boy. Can you please be more specific? It just sounds like you have like an escort on the side.
Okay, sorry. My manly mans that gave me a little. He gave me a little push and tug.
You have a masseuse.
I have a masseuse. Yeah, but it's not a massage. It's more like it's a torture chamber.
Sucking.
Like,
oh.
No, it's
a sucking.
He gets my body like just in the right place.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hey. Okay. Enough.
Okay, peanut gallery.
He gets my body in the right place, but it hurts a lot. He's not fucking me in the ass, but it hurts a lot. He's like,
which would also hurt a lot. So you're not helping your case.
So, yeah.
All right, so masseuse. Right, you're paying a masseuse.
My second one is I pay Todd for a fast pass. I don't know what that means.
What?
Fast pass.
Okay. I don't know. What's fast pass mean to you? It sounds like cocaine.
Six Flags. You skipped the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not go to Six Flags 18 days ago. I think they're so close due to the pandemic.
How much was the amount for? Maybe that'll help us figure out what's
$70.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
$70 for a fast pass.
Yeah.
Was it something? Maybe a haunted house? Something spooky? Halloween-y?
No. Nothing fast pass. class related. We didn't go to any attraction. It was, I paid Todd something and I just don't know what it was. And I, oh, I said fast pass. That wasn't Todd paying me.
Correct. When you pay someone, you give them the memo.
You're sending it.
I think I meant to say fat ass.
That might make more
as a joke.
Literally the same.
I may have tried to say fat ass, but it came out as fast pass.
Fat ass.
So you paid $70 for his fat ass?
You know, National Coming Out Day just passing.
And
it's never too late.
Never too late, baby.
The third one was there was a girl on TikTok. She
No, it wasn't weird.
I swear to God, it wasn't weird. So there's times where I'm going through TikTok and there's a TikTok I'll go through where they're it's like a story time where they're talking about how the pandemic has like ruined their life and their job and whatever. And this girl wanted to get her sister something for her birthday and she didn't have any money because something happened aww, where like her, she had to pay for it. Right. It was something crazy. And it was obviously viral. It had a lot of people, it had a lot of eyes on it. And I don't know. I went to her comments. I found her Venmo, and I Venmoed her. I was like, "Get your sister something nice."
That's very good. Aww.
Yeah. All right. So what's your last three Venmo amounts or purchases?
I paid Kenny for table/psychic.
Slash.
Like they go hand and in psychic. Hand.
Yeah.
That table there and then the psychics reading. That we did.
I haven't paid you for this
on
yet.
The
or the psychic.
I know.
Get your Venmo back out.
Yeah, I purposely made you land on this one. I go, Zane, what was your last Venmo? You have a request from me, don't you? Might want to pay that now.
What's your last three Venmo requests, Zane?
Because it's not
Kenny.
Me.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
And then I have Todd. Damn, he be taking everybody's money.
Yeah, out.
This one is for Brecky. That was for when we, I forget the place. We went.
I don't know. Brecky sounds like a sus word to me.
Okay, back rub, hot, what was it, pass what?
Okay, but you've seen him.
Yeah, you bring him to our house.
Yeah, because I want you to see how.
You bring him to our house and call him your chiropractor.
I cool walked my chiropractor in and Zane's in? Just in our living room with the masseuse. I'm like, you have a
butt naked with like oriental sounds going on. It's like,
oh my God.
And I'm just like, yeah, chiropractor. And the guy's just like,
oh no.
All right, yeah, call it what you want.
What's your third one? Come on.
And then I have Miles Parrish for drank.
Okay. I remember that night.
All right. So is our turn over?
Good
is
job.
That like our turn?
Yeah. You guys did great.
Nice.
Amazing job, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
James, it's your turn.
Great.
It's your turn to spin the wheel. Awesome. James.
Yeah, Scott.
Oh, I don't know how to set it up.
I'm still mesmerized by like this little app that spins a wheel.
You literally tap a button.
Oops. I know. I'm fascinated by it.
Ready?
Ready.
Cute.
Oh, no.
You have to sing to us.
No.
Okay.
Bring me a little water now.
You are awful.
So that's
water, Sylvie.
No, you idiot. I'll explain what the category is because we're about to hear his voice anyway, because that is the voice memos category. Let the other person or peoples in this case play any one of your voice memos.
Oh shit.
Oh, his team said uh-oh. His team said uh-oh.
Oh, wait.
Oh, the last voiceover that I have is this.
That's funny.
Hi, sisters. Before we jump into today's video, I wanted to let you know that yesterday was the launch of the Sisters Apparel Classroom.
Why?
Because I was filming an ASMR video, so I needed to film an intro.
Color block sets. So
it's a merch promo. Before they're gone
and Sisters That's scary, James.
That's terrifying. I was doing an ASMR video, and we had a merch promo to put in the beginning of it, and I didn't think it was appropriate to do a "Hi, sisters." And then suddenly start whispering. So we did the merch promo. But
before they start that shit, they put their volume to the max, and they're like, "Oh, I'm ready for this video."
I did my last one, two. I did six takes of that, and then before that, let's see what this is.
Do it! Play it right now. Play it right now, James.
What's that?
So good.
Yeah, baby.
Let me be sad. I think it's because we needed to include it in a YouTube video and didn't want to get copyright claims. So we just...
So, oh my god, imagine being so good you can make your own music for your YouTube video so you don't get claimed. So fucking good.
Oh my god. All they're right. Not that interesting. My voice numbers are not crazy.
No, I like that's like an inside scoop.
That was
though.
Cool.
That was
cool.
That was a safe one for me to
land. That was a very safe one.
Okay, good. Good. We're getting warmed up. All right, guys, it's your turn. Heath, do you want to spin this around?
Sure.
All right. We got, yeah, Bubba. We got four.
Woo! Hot stuff.
Bring me a little water.
Here we go.
Bring me a little water, Sylvie.
You have to give us all money.
Is nobody listening to this?
Please give everybody money.
Heath, you landed on the financial part of the wheel. That requires you to find and explain your most recent purchase over $10,000.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think I actually know it.
This whole room?
Yeah.
We're sitting in it.
Yeah, this was it.
Yeah, this is it.
All right, besides
that's
that.
Boring. That's boring.
Boring.
Oh, all right, that's not it?
Unless there's one more recent than that.
I don't even know what mine would be, actually, if I'm thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm literally trying to think about
what is yours?
Be.
He goes, I think this is fraud.
Oh, taxes. Good one, Peanut Gallery.
Oh, it was a credit card month. Just got paid off.
Oh, just like the credit card bill?
Yes.
For the month.
Oh, that's boring. Hold on. I'm looking at checking account, not credit. I don't know how this app works.
Here, I'll look.
send me the screenshots.
Send me a check.
I don't have anything from the past month that's more than $10,000.
Good for you.
Really?
My highest is $4,500. If I had to look at like business, it would be payroll for employees.
Oh my god, yes. I don't, get your coin, bitch.
I don't spend money often, to be honest.
Good.
I legitimately think my last purchase over $10,000 for myself was Big Red.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when you were buying him back.
Yeah. For the second time.
Big Red's a truck, not a prostitute.
I was going to ask, what is that?
Yeah. Right. Not a hooker.
Who the fuck is Big Red?
I can't even think.
$10,000 trampoline.
Oh, your trampoline.
Wait, is that
that was fucking expensive.
It was.
I want that.
Trampolines are $10,000?
Oh, it was $30,000.
I went to his house.
It's an in-ground?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
And it's Olympic grade. But fucking $30,000 for fucking like...
Well, James, why did you need an Olympic grade trampoline? At your house?
If I'm gonna get a trampoline, I want to bounce.
I want to bounce.
He's like, baby, I'm getting Olympic if we're getting a trampoline.
Because a lot of trampolines, you're just like, hello.
You just wanted a bigger one.
Go big or go home.
That's true. I just like how yours is like flat to the ground with the grass. Mm-hmm. It looks very clean and very nice.
Aesthetic.
And very
I don't spend money very often. The house was definitely my absolute biggest.
I actually went to James's house like, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? When was it? Mind blown, because I actually wanted to see his production space. It's fucking amazing. Insane.
Did you expect anything less?
No, I didn't expect anything less, but like it was surprising of what he was able to make just his basement out to be. Like, you would think that he would like make like a cute rooms or whatever, but like it was like a full on office. It was a full fucking office, and I could not believe
it. As you should.
I had to see this with my own eyes.
His entire houses are set. We're just like, he just has it everywhere.
Yeah.
To be fair, it used to be an in-ground pool in the basement, and when I bought the house, obviously it made no sense. Like, why would I ever need that?
Right.
It was intended for an athlete. So there was a glass room that was supposed to be a gym, and there was an in-ground pool. They were connected together, and it was supposed to be for like an athlete for like workouts and a steam room and a sauna. So we gutted the entire thing, hardwood floored it, and then turned it into the main in-ground pool area being the production space. The glass area is now like the merch room / makeup storage room, and then the steam room and sauna is now music production.
Oh, that's like sound booth and recording. Good
idea. So just it made it. I don't want to make a stupid joke about like, oh, your entire house, but like it is really huge, but it's only because it was a fucking indoor pool.
Yeah,
first.
And you want like your entire work, everything you do in your own like space.
Yeah,
it's like it's the easiest
it's
thing to.
Well,
like
yeah,
said,
exactly.
Like I said earlier, like production for me has always been I love high quality production. I love camera. Like, I love upgrading my equipment, always getting the new lenses, new cameras, new technology. Like, we're always trying to make our stuff better than it has been before. Like, I really am a huge nerd for that. So, like, even, like, when we filmed our collab, like, the makeup relay race, like, when we did our video together, like, in my last house, it was a good studio, but it was in a very, very small room. So, you could get it done. It worked fine.
We were still blown away by that. Yeah, I remember walking out just
insane.
Being, like, wow, we need to step it up.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and that room was great, but, like, it for me, especially like when I film so many collabs or when I have celebrities over, a lot of times they bring their assistants or their teams or their managers. Like I'm filming a celebrity collab tomorrow and the person's bringing, they're like, oh, can we bring six people with us? And like in the last house, we would have said no. Cause like we're right. Like we couldn't even fit six people in that room. But now absolutely. Cause we have a full seating area. That's full great. Moment.
Meanwhile,
like,
we got a seating area too. Yeah. Look right there. You see, it goes along the wall around by the bathroom. Corner.
Yeah.
Along the wall by the bathroom. No, but like, no, I feel like that space made sense because you do have like in celebrities their whole team and you do want to impress them. You want to impress them. You want to show them that like, hey,
well,
look.
It's not even about impressing. It's literally like accommodating. People. Yeah. Like, it's,
but
yes, like, impressing is
yeah,
fun.
It's like, but I feel like it is both that you do want to show them like, hey, look, take me seriously. Like, look at my that, space. Like I sure. have like a very nice space.
For sure.
Very accommodating. Like I get why like you did that.
So it's I think it's great. James's turn.
Oh yeah. Oh, the game.
Oh, I mean, do you have a purchase over $10,000 that you would like to speak about?
No, 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 James. Talk about it.
Yeah. No, I have nothing to talk about. It's James's turn.
I can tell you.
James be
James,
spending money.
It's James's turn.
Okay. I'm scared for this one. This means the internet.
Okay. That does mean the internet. That one would be show us the tabs.
Cough it up.
Yeah.
Cough it up.
Show us the tabs that you currently have open on your internet browser.
Okay. I can do this.
Oh,
I can
explain.
I can do this. My first one is Tinder. My second one is AP Catholic Church lobbied for taxpayer funds and got $1.3 billion.
Third one was Pornhub straight to milk straight to.
Hold on. The next one is Monty's Good Burger, which was my assistant sending me a menu for food yesterday. Then it's 26 Best Thrillers on Netflix 2020 because I was on a date last night and needed movie suggestions.
Would you? Pick?
However,
yeah, which was the
if
pick?
You close out of those tabs, then it's Pornhub.
Oh my God,
James!
That is literally exactly what my favorites tab looks like. I swear to God, that's crazy. That's
James,
funny.
You gotta keep your shit private.
I don't care. Who's gonna be on my phone?
Yeah, he just announced it on the show.
Also, like, what? I mean, like,
oh, to me, it's just like,
it's not like
hackers.
Me. You click on it, and you're like, okay, fine. Every time that I save these, as if okay, I rename
you save
them.
Porn videos? Yeah.
No, like favorite.
Favorite. Oh. To go back.
He downloads it, puts it in his folder. Just
no, but I have it. I rename them. As if like the PH isn't revealing enough, but I put like this one says oops, this one says OMG, this one says insane, this one says lit, this one says period, this one says
my
God.
Oh, that's like your tabs for like if you're whatever you're feeling, you press that one.
Yeah, like it just like leads there. That's but instead of it being like
I didn't know you could do that.
Right.
That's
no.
So
wait,
funny.
Can you set mine up?
Are we still playing?
Oh, hold on. I only went once.
Yeah,
everybody went twice.
There's only like one more. Right?
There's a round and there's one more round for each of you if you want.
Let's get
it
going, mama. Let's go.
I would like
stop
to see
laughing,
it.
Peanut Gallery. I hear you.
Oh, that's the. Oh yeah, okay. You can do it. You can. What that same one that James got. What are yours?
Oh, hold on. I won.
You
oh,
didn't win. Open up the internet.
I did.
So what are your open tabs? Wait, say remove. Click remove.
Oh my God, I got his password. Oh.
How'd you know it? His birthday.
Yeah, because he's seen me probably type my password before.
I don't fucking look at you and wonder what your password is.
I have the election up.
He's got election results.
Should we check it, see if anything's happened?
Actually, it's so frustrating
because it's been stuck. Like, it hasn't updated.
Here, you want
it?
No, nothing's happened.
I have two more tabs open.
Nicki Minaj just tweeted, Ayo, Nevada, what that speed bout?
No. We've got the election results, and then we only have Megaphone, which is how we upload podcasts to check on them.
Boring.
James, that leaves one more category for you.
Great.
You get the text bubble.
Show us the last DM from a blue check on your Insta.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so
is it the person
many.
That you're filming with tomorrow?
It's Zane.
Oh, damn it.
And it's him mentioning me my story. Do you want me to do something else?
Yeah, get an exciting one. Get a, I don't know, get
the last
get
one
a nice
is,
one.
The one before that is Vogue Portugal.
Next.
James, I'm falling asleep. Come on.
My God.
And then Bella Hadid. Oh. And then Charlie's mom.
Well, tell Bella Hadid to DM me back because I'm.
And then
waiting
it was Anthony.
For...
Then it was Noah Beck. Then it was Joy Graceffa. Then it was Morphe.
Okay. Whoa. All right. We got 20.
Then,
when we asked for one.
Then it was Julia Roberts.
Who's the most famous person in your contacts?
Probably Kim or Kylie.
Cool.
Yeah.
But there's not many.
Same.
I mean, it's hard.
I
to,
got a number
it's hard
two.
To get it.
It's just like
it's hard to go up from there. I feel like.
That's true.
No, I do not. I wish I had her number.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston knows who Zayn and I are.
Oh, she likes one of your. Yeah.
She saw our podcast with Whitney.
Wait, who? Whitney who?
Whitney Cummings. Oh, she's a female comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, you know, a... something we're proud of. You know, Jennifer Aniston saw it. You know, no big deal. No.
Jennifer Aniston made out with my uncle, so.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird.
That's crazy, by the way.
We're all connected. Still... I don't know.
Whatever. I made out with my uncle, too. It's no big deal.
Kenny!
Oh, my God.
All right.
Holy shit. Kenny, that's good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Oh, I'm curious, like, what's your dream, like, collab with a celebrity that you haven't done yet?
I would say Billy.
Cool.
Just, like, her and Phineas producing everything themselves. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, her body positivity, just everything she stands for. And she's so young. Like, I just think it's...
I know.
I forget.
It's so weird. She's like, very cool. I see her, like, just like you. Like, I see you guys as so much older, just the way you guys, like, portray yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her and I have a lot in common. So, mm-hmm. I would love to do that one day. But, like I said, she hates makeup.
Do you have,
so
like, a look in mind that you would want to do with her?
I feel like literally anything.
Like, I was going to say, because her makeup is so, like...
Just, like, simple, specific. Pretty makeup. Right, she's already... She's so... beautiful without it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it'd be cool. Maybe something like neon green and black.
Just something completely opposite of what her face is normally.
I just think it'd be really cool. Like I said, my hopes are not very high, but in
case... I can't wait to play this clip back when he collabs with her.
I respect the fuck out of her. So like, I think that would be someone that I'd be really excited to only do their makeup, but just hear about their story and get to really like speak to her like like a person and
that
just like
would
find
be
out
so
more.
Cool.
I feel like your collab like come like it might come slowly, but it comes like really
naturally.
Like naturally, and it's good too. Like people you're collaborating with are so big and so talented, and like you have a good resume too.
Thank
so
you.
So it'll get there.
Me and Phineas follow each other on Instagram, so we talk.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
On the right track.
Love Phineas.
Game
He's
over.
So talented. So
where do you see makeup going? Like, I obviously that's a broad question, but like,
I have no idea.
I feel like everybody's going for like a very natural, minimalistic look, but also at the same time, everybody's kind of like very over the top. Like, do you think there'll ever be a point where people's faces are just like Halloween year round? Not Halloween, like scary shit, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that,
I
right?
do know exactly what I mean. I think there was a time period where everyone was doing the same makeup style. It was very much like literally what I have on right now. I have not done this style of makeup look, which I consider just like simple glam. Like this is, I was like a simple glam. I have not done like this style of makeup in like 3 years. Like literally 3 years. I don't know what got into me today that I was like, oh my god, let me just do a pretty orange
feeling
eye
vintage,
and like
nostalgic.
A little like, yeah, literally like a nice throwback. But like this is the makeup look that everyone used to do every day, and I think that was the style for so long. And then there was a lot of, you know, smaller artists on Instagram that were doing crazy beautiful like creative makeup looks that were like full art pieces, and that was the group that I found myself in. And then obviously I, you know, rose, and a lot of other people started to do those type of makeup looks a lot as well. And now I feel like we're at a point where I do agree that natural makeup, I feel like it's making a huge comeback, which mm-hmm. I love. And like, I'm a huge advocate on my channel for like, I don't wear makeup to feel confident. I don't wear makeup because I feel ugly and need to like fix it. Although I do feel like I need fixing sometimes, but like, I wear makeup because like it's an art form for me. So like, I feel equally as cute with this on or no makeup on, or like a freckle drawn on, or like a full on 7-hour art piece that I do. So I feel like right now we're really at a stage where people are not particularly doing one style, but are willing to experiment. And that's mm-hmm. what I really like. Like, I feel like we're seeing kids in school that are, you know, doing out, like trying out natural makeup for the first time, but we're also seeing kids that are, you know, doing their natural makeup, but then adding like a blue graphic liner or like some crazy, like geometric shape to their eye, or like mm-hmm. even kids that are going home from school and drawing on like full art pieces. And like, that's what makes me really, really happy, is that kids are finding inner confidence with themselves and allowing themselves to, you know, be creative and unleash their inner artist. Like my
right. Cause
tagline.
I'm seeing it as like people who like, you can wear different things every single day.
Yeah.
Like just imagining makeup being a part of just like your attire for the day.
Absolutely.
Like where you could be like, I want to do blue makeup all around, or green, or whatever it may be, just something super abstract, crazy.
Yeah.
And where it just becomes, that's the norm. And people's like faces are constantly just different, changing, like whatever it may be. Like, if that will become the norm one day,
I think it's cool that like, I think it will. Like, social media is normalizing it and appreciating more that like, oh, people do go on makeup. I wonder how schools are these days, like in middle school and high school. Like, I obviously I'm not there, so I don't know, but I wonder if there's more people like in full makeup, or boys in full makeup going to school.
Like, I mean, I definitely see. I've seen like a major. Massive increase in like boys in beauty, especially younger boys in beauty. Like,
yeah.
I always have so many memorable experiences at meet and greets where like a little boy will come up to me in a full face of makeup looking like 10, 11 years old, and he'll be with his dad. And his dad will be like, I'm going to start trying to think about it, but like there's been so many situations where like fathers have come up to me with their kids and just like, but like, thank you. Like you helped my son come out of the closet. Like,
that's amazing.
Like I didn't understand at first, but like he showed me your YouTube channel. Like you helped us figure this out all together as a family. And like, that always makes me really, really emotional and just like proud to do what I do, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I definitely feel like there's been a major increase in kids getting younger and younger and being more comfortable with themselves, more willing to experiment, and more willing to be unapologetically themselves, especially in public too, which I think is really, really
and parents accepting it. I feel like that's a big step too.
Yeah, I'm not sure about schools and dress codes and stuff. I know that's always a stupid sore subject.
Yeah,
I've never heard of a dress code like limiting makeup. I've never heard of it.
It's definitely a thing.
I was wondering too, like if you like at this point, I mean, we've talked about obviously the pandemic and the weird state that we're in. Have you noticed any positive just changes with creativity? Like I'm just thinking about, you know, like boys in beauty and things like that, of like, do you think that maybe experimenting by yourself alone in your own home and maybe finding a community online might help some kids feel strong? 1,000,000%.
I mean, 1,000,000%. Like I said, like I mentioned literally a few seconds ago, like finding that confidence to wear in public is so important, but it's not the most important thing. Like finding that confidence within yourself is really the thing. And like a lot of times for a lot of people, it takes a lot of strength and willpower and balls to be able to do that and to stand up and like be yourself in front of a lot of people who unfortunately are going to judge.
I think for creatives it's really important too, because like if people are inundated with all this like judgment when they go to school wearing makeup, they feel like it's wrong just because of what they always experience every day going to school 5 days out of 7 a week. But it's like maybe being given this time alone in isolation, you realize that like I'm okay with this, I am praised for this, maybe online in my community, like it is accepted and I can wear my armor out in public, you know.
Like you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I think that's like something good. It's like there's always a way to look at the glass half full. I feel like it's really hard during these times, but there are always ways to kind of like put a positive spin on things, and I think that's one of them.
I definitely agree. Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better.
I will say, I know like Mariah will fill in my eyebrows every once in a while.
he loves it, but
I feel so fucking good.
Yeah,
like I'm so insecure. Okay. Like I have the thinnest eyebrows. And I just hate it. I feel like they just get lost in my face.
Like you stand up a little bit taller. You're a little more motivated that day. It sounds so stupid, well, but like you're like, let's work.
Everybody has things about themselves that they don't love, whether it be, you know, a pimple that they're dealing with, a freckle that they don't love, thin eyebrows. Maybe it could be a beard that isn't growing in fully and they want to fill it in. Like I get comments so often, a hairline that I'm in the same boat. I get so many messages even from guys that are like, or even straight guys too, being like, I like, how do I fix this, like where can I buy boy makeup? And I'm like, oh, babe, it's the same. Yo, like it's the
tomato,
same
tomato.
Sephora, boy
makeup. I teach people makeup can absolutely fix imperfections, it can make you feel confident, but I teach people that it's important to find confidence without it too. But I would be lying if I said that it isn't a great way for people to feel better about themselves and feel amazing and feel beautiful and feel confident. So I always say, like, if you want to fill in your eyebrows, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, you recently tweeted about your own makeup line.
Yes.
And I know it's probably in a very early stage. It's like it's a tweet that's not from like long ago, but like just overarching, like what are your plans, I guess, just bigger plans for what you want to do with your line? Like, I mean, you also have like a big following from like your skincare routine. That was a big video. You were nominated for Streamy for that video, that branded content. So it's like,
oh, you did your research.
Yeah. I try.
When it launches, I think people are not going to expect what the product is, but I think they'll be like, wow, this is right. And for me, you know, there's so many people that have launched brands before with an eyeshadow palette, a liquid lip, a highlighter and stuff. And they can be great products. I'm not bashing that in any way, shape or form. If that's what somebody's passionate about, that's absolutely what they should release and create. But for me, I really wanted to make sure that every product that I launch, especially in the beginning, is something that is really, really on brand and makes sense for the videos that I make, the artistry that I promote, the looks that I do. So I think that I think it's going to shock people, to be quite honest.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
When you compare it to like the Morphe collab that you did, it's just like, did you expect the workload for this line? Because I mean, I know working with another brand, it's gotta be different, because they, I'm sure, do a lot that now you're having to do yourself with your own line.
No, because Morphe was similar to Vogue. Morphe gave me full creative direction. So when Morphe asked me to collaborate, I already had the full palette designed in Photoshop and all the colors picked out that I wanted to create, and the full like campaign and messaging behind it. Like they literally wanted to collab and I gave them the pitch for what I wanted to release the next day. Like, I was ready to go. So I went through all the same exact things in terms of designing the products, designing the shades, like formulating it with them. I wasn't literally in the lab like I am now with the actual formulas they already had. It was obviously eyeshadow, so it's a very different situation than some of the things that I'm working on. But I'm still doing every single step along the way.
That's cool. I bet that
we haven't gotten
to
the majority of them yet.
That probably gave you like a really good look at like kind of what it's going to take to do the makeup.
Before the palette, I said in so many press interviews, I never wanted to make my own line. I was like, I don't care. This is stupid. Like, I'm just going to use the products that I love and stuff. And then doing the palette really made me fall in love with product development and like seeing people get the palette and the messaging behind it and really being creative and seeing so many kids, like I was saying earlier, not emotional about like seeing so many young kids getting the palette and being like, I've never wanted to do makeup, but now I play in this every single day. Like, that for me like unlocked a new like emotion or like feeling that like I didn't even know I had.
It's your baby.
Yeah.
And like that's how Zane and I feel about our coffee.
Yeah.
Like we are just like holding it. We've just like
started. You guys
this.
Literally text me being, do you want a coffee on the way here? I was like, absolutely not. Or Zane texted me. I was like, no. I was like, it's 8 p.m. you guys. No, I don't.
Cool.
That was good. How do you feel, James?
How do you feel?
Good.
Good.
Is there anything you want to say before you go?
Plug something.
I don't think so. I mean, when is this coming out?
Monday, Tuesday.
Well, by the time that this will be out, the Vogue Portugal cover will officially be on newsstands. So if you guys want to shop that,
cool.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. It's on vogue.pt/shop.
Is that the full interview that you have with
full
them?
Interview. All images, the ones that I love even more will be there.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Okay.
Obviously, I upload every single Tuesday and Friday, youtube.com/James Charles. I have some really cool collabs coming and some really exciting projects happening in the holiday season. So it should be an exciting next couple of months. The makeup line is not coming just yet, but it will be there actually.
Don't get too excited.
Oh, well, can you send us a PR package, please?
Absolutely.
We'd love
the first ones on the last.
Please send me some eyebrow pencils.
And send me some like hairline filler if you like have that coming out too.
You still need it even after the surgery?
Yeah, you know, I can
hat.
Use a little more. Yeah,
he
I'm wearing
taken
a hat
off his
still.
Hat.
I just went to the consultation a few days ago.
Oh yeah, he went to my doctor, guys.
Can we do it together? Because I'm gonna do it.
I want my hairline lowered. I'm not thinning, but
this
I want
is
it
my
lower.
Problem.
Okay.
I want to get it lowered so bad, but I'm so scared because I've looked into it and they have to cut the line. They scalp you, take the slit out,
no,
and
no,
then
no,
they
no,
pull
no.
it down.
They,
oh,
well,
no,
that,
I think
that,
he just
no,
wants
no, 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 no. Yeah, that is a surgery, but that's really not a gorgeous one.
That's my issue. I just like I've always
He's,
had.
I don't think
a
you
back,
need to do that.
Back
I think
hairline.
I think you just need to put more hair
in the same boat
or like a hair.
Well, so there's two different ones. You can either get it literally lower where they cut it, like you said, and then they just pull it down and then sew it back together.
Right.
That leaves an awful scar most of the time. I went to the same surgeon that Zane went to, which would be the plugs. But I really my hairline is like my biggest insecurity. I like really good at styling my hair so like it doesn't look as big. But like I want it to just be lowered.
Uh-huh.
But my biggest concern is the regrowth period. I'm on camera every day.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it would look busted.
Yeah, you definitely need to pre-film.
But I can't pre-film
James,
for a year.
It is so fucking worth it. And
I know
I'm wearing
but
a hat.
No, but
look, James,
is-
I know I'm wearing a hat right now. I know I'm wearing a fucking hat, and I know it sounds so stupid that like I'm not showing off my hairline that I'm telling you to get, especially when I'm wearing a fucking hat. But it is so worth it.
Yeah.
100% worth it. Worth every dollar that I spent on it. I feel like
I was shocked when they gave me the fucking the price.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
wild.
I was like, oh my god.
It is wild. It's wild.
Do you think we can discuss payment plans? And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I'm sitting like, oh, it's fine, whatever. And then I'm like,
okay,
oh,
yeah.
So much.
I could donate some of my hair.
Where, babe?
For you to use it for my thigh, for my inner thigh. Awesome. I have a very hairy inner thigh. That I feel like would work.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me today.
James,
yes, thank you for coming. This has been awesome.
Thank
we really
you guys.
Appreciate it.
Love you all.
Thank you, James.
Okay, well, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered.
As you guys know, we post the audio on Monday on Spotify, Apple, and all the other platforms. And then the video comes out every Tuesday on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. And we just want to say thank you, as always, for listening. And thank you, James Charles, for coming on to the show. We
thank
really
you guys
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Thank
and,
you.
And guys, make sure to check him out if you don't know who he is.
Are you kidding?
Stop. Oh, my God.
They
she has his fucking palette, for God's sake, in her closet.
Zane!
Expose her! and if you guys do know who he is, please just continue to show him love and support. He's incredible. And we will see you guys next
week. That was really
week.
Sweet, Heath.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cut!